The time is not coming. The time is here. The time is now. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. If you would, please do me the favor. You know the routine. If you're watching on Facebook, please go ahead and type in explanation point and notify. Can we put it on the screen here? Explanation point, notify. Type that in on Facebook and you will get notifications. And on YouTube, hit the thumbs up and the share button as well as Rumble. Do the same thing on Rumble. Hit the thumbs up and share the video. Okay, let's get into it because we're going to run out of time. I'm telling you right now, there's so much stuff that's happening. It's so I got so much explosive news that I want to tell you and talk to you about. This first thing I want to get into, and we got something really, which I really need to pay attention to, because it has been written. It has been written for what is happening. It has been written what is coming. It has been written what we are seeing. We're going to get into that here shortly. But first, I want to talk about NATO. Can we talk about NATO? NATO rejected Zelensky. And apparently, according to the article, Zelensky is piping mad. He's probably throwing dishes. He's probably throwing cups. He's cursing, saying, I got all this money and now I've been rejected. Rejected. Now, why do you think NATO would reject Zelensky? And Zelensky's upset that they rejected him. He still has this ongoing conflict with
Russia.
Is that loud enough?
Russia.
He still has this ongoing conflict with Russia.
Russia.
That's the reason why NATO's not going to say, go ahead and come on in, because that would mean that NATO would automatically have to get directly. We would be naive to believe that NATO's not involved in a war with Russia. The United States of America is in a proxy war with Russia because we keep feeding this war. We keep feeding it instead of saving lives. Allowing the war to be over a year ago, we keep feeding this beast to keep it going. There was even talks about peace talk, and the United States of America stepped in and said, no, we can't do that. We don't want that. We can't allow that to happen. Let's put this first. I have an image. Let's just put the image on the screen here. Yeah, look at this image. What do y'all see? My producer, she showed me this picture and she said, what do you see? And the first thing I said, because some of the other topics that we've been talking about, I said, there's no black people. But that's not what this is about. You know, I just throw that out there, just messing around. But the problem is, look at him. He's standing there and it's like they're all talking amongst each other. And it's like he's like the sore thumb. And of course, he's there like, what is that, like a flight suit or something? He's there like he's in war.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes.
Yeah, he doesn't have a tie on.
He wants everybody to look like,
he doesn't have a suit on.
I'm the one that's fighting this great big war. Y'all need to support me, which they all are supporting him. But they won't let him into their club.
Didn't he just get $6.2 billion?
Oh, he's gotten, America.
Wasn't that a bonus? Didn't he just get $6.2 billion?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the clerical error.
The Pentagon. Yeah, right. He got $6.2 billion. But look, they're all like ignoring him. This is, someone took this picture. I don't know who took this picture. Yeah. And didn't have his name on there.
He's mad because he's not in the club, which I understand his frustration, right? I mean, they're all pushing him to fight Putin. They are. They're saying, go fight this war. Right. And we're giving him all this stuff, but we won't engage with him. And it's making him really mad.
Exactly. We won't engage with them to give him exactly what he wants to go into this war against Russia.
Russia.
It's like they're really, truly pushing for World War III. I mean, that's what it really looks like they're trying to do. Push us into World War III.
Right. So there's this article. It's on Politico. It says there's a major rift now between NATO and Ukraine, split open today as Zelensky blasted the alliance for not using language in a joint statement that signals when Kyiv would eventually become a member nation, right? He said it's unprecedented and absurd when a time frame is not set, neither for the invitation nor for Ukraine's membership, while at the same time vague wording about conditions is added even for inviting Ukraine. He said uncertainty is weakness. He's saying the fact that they're uncertain about what is going to happen or when they're going to allow him in is a problem. Right? He is mad.
Yeah, it is a major problem, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a problem. It's a problem because they want control over Ukraine. And to be honest with you, I can't say it here. There is a sinister reason. There's a major sinister reason why they are doing what they're doing. There's a major sinister reason. And I'm not going to say it here. If you keep stay tuned. I most definitely will share it with you.
Right. And so basically, he's really upset. They're all walking away. They said even Biden, when he left for this meeting, he said Zelensky wasn't ready. Ukraine wasn't ready.
Can you put the article up on the screen? This is on Politico, right?
But the fact that they're not even telling him what the conditions are, that's what's really enraging him. So they're not giving him any conditions or a timeline.
There are no conditions. There's only one condition. And how does he not know what the condition is?
I can tell you what the condition is. They're toying with him. That's basically what he's saying.
I can tell you what the condition is. How does he not know?
Well, he says,
but no, I'm serious. This is a legit question. Right. How does he not know what the condition is? If they're not telling him, he should already know what the condition is. I know what it is. Do you know what it is? They want Putin to go away. That's the only condition. If they can get Putin to go away, get Russia to crumble, to collapse without them getting involved, then you can be part of NATO.
Actually, that's so funny. I was going to say that. He's actually saying that they're cowards because they don't want to get engaged with this war against Russia with him as far as being on the front lines. Of course, they're funding it and doing all that other stuff, but he's saying that they need to get engaged, but he's saying that because they're in this war with Russia, they will not let him in NATO until it's over. But will really, what's going to end the war? If we keep funding it and literally hurting America while we're doing it, because, you know, you heard Biden admit that we're now low on munitions as well. And
You know what? Talking about that. So the United States of America is low on emissions. And then they started giving these cluster bombs to Ukraine because they're low on emissions. Right. Is anyone picking up on this? Is anyone catching up on that? You know, there was just a video the other day, Shannon, where Joe Biden was walking through and someone was asking him, why are you giving cluster bombs, which in most cases have been outlawed? They've been outlawed. But Joe Biden is sending them cluster bombs.
Yeah, and there's actually legislation now by Democrats leading the way saying that we cannot send Ukraine these cluster bombs. It goes against what we stand for. It goes against what they, you know, war crimes even. They're saying if you use these things, you could be accused of war crimes. And we're giving them these munitions or these cluster bombs. This is crazy. And you know what's sad, ridiculous. Will, is the military is the one that's convincing Biden to use these. He even admitted that they keep coming at the military leaders are telling him that this is what we have and this is what we could give him. And so we need to give him these cluster bombs.
What will Putin do if one of the cluster bombs are used with inside of Russia? Because he's going to know exactly where they came from. He's going to know exactly where they came from. I don't understand. I mean, I think the reason they want personal, this is my personal view on this. They want us to go into World War III, but they want Putin to be the one to initiate it. They want Putin to go the extra step so then they can say, okay. And that's another one of the prerequisites. Either Putin collapse, Russia collapse, or You get Putin to set off a tactical nuke. You get off Putin to destroy enough to where the nuclear fallout would go into a NATO country. And then they'll get involved because then they'll say, okay, Putin, you've gone too far. You've gone too far. But the main reason why they're not trying to end the war other than, you know, Putin and trying to have this one world domination is a demonic, sinister reason as well. It really is. Okay, let me move on. I want to share something with y'all. Do y'all remember hearing about the police department in New York? You know,
China.
The Chinese police department in New York. Well, apparently the reporting came out about that. It was just one. Well, just one in New York, and then they said there were several in Canada. Right? They were saying there's several in Canada. Well, come to find out, there are several here in the United States of America. And it's not just in blue states. Right? There's some that are in red states, one being Texas, in Houston. The Chinese CCP government has set up shop, police departments in the United States of America, and they say that they're only policing people from
China,
which is a bunch of BS. Does that mean the United States of America can go to China and set up police departments and say that we're policing Americans? No, China was like, no, if you are an American and you are here in China and you're here in China, then you need to adhere to the Chinese law. That's exactly what they'll say. But in this case, China is saying that the American law is beneath, even though we're in America. They're saying that your laws do not apply when it comes to people from China. Their laws supersede the U.S. Constitution is what they're saying. Listen to this, because I had no idea. I thought it was just New York with Mayor Adams, you know, the same Mayor Adams that took funding from the CCP.
China.
And then he tried to act like he didn't. He was bought out, paid, and bought for.
National security issues for America, yes, specifically when dealing with China. You and several of your colleagues are sending a letter to the Department of Justice and the FBI urging them to investigate Chinese service centers in seven U.S. cities. You're warning that the CCP is using these centers to intimidate and surveil Chinese Americans. Tell us more about this. What's going on? We just learned recently over the last year about all of these police stations in America where surveillance is continuing. And you also have the surveillance balloon. What's going on in these cities?
Yes. And Maria, this is part of that soft propaganda that the Chinese Communist Party has pushed forward. We've seen it in Confucius classrooms, Confucius institutes, sister city programs. And now we find out that these cultural centers have actually been used as surveillance centers so that the Chinese Communist Party can surveil people that are here in the U.S., Chinese citizens that are here in the U.S., are individuals that have come here to work. So what they're trying to do is use these as surveillance centers. We know they're doing it on Chinese people. What we are wanting to do is to see how far this has spread. Are they surveilling Americans? We are looking at these seven cities where we've been able to pinpoint these OCSC, as they're called, these centers, and look at what they're actually doing behind these closed doors. What type of surveillance are they getting? We know they're very aggressive in this. They do not fear this administration. They feel as Joe Biden is weak. He is not going to hold them to account, that they've got this administration over the barrel. So they are very aggressive. And the surveillance balloon is part of it. You've got all these other aggressive points, whether it's Taiwan or the Chinese people the CCP is pushing against. And here, using that soft propaganda so that they can surveil Chinese actions here in the U.S.
Yeah. So they say they want to surveil this Chinese people, right? But we all know that's a lie. They're wanting to do surveillance on all of us as Americans. We know that's their objective. We know that's what they want to do. So I'm looking. I know there was a map. What happened to the map? I wanted to show. They showed a map where they showed all of the locations of the police stations. Did you not see it?
I didn't.
Okay, I can't find it.
There it is. Oh, okay.
Let's make this full screen. Make
it
full
screen. There's one here. Yeah, make this full screen.
That's what I was just saying. Are you not listening to me?
I didn't. I was
okay. So look, there's one in Houston, one in Los Angeles. Of course, there's gonna be two in California, right? San Francisco, Omaha, Minneapolis, New York, and there's two stations in New York. This is on American soil. This is in the United States of America.
How are we calling these secret if we know about them? Are they secret as in they weren't going to let the American people know?
I think they set them up without the American. I mean,
obviously without approval, right? Because we don't let other governments come in.
I mean, they had to get some kind of approval. Because how does this happen?
Well, I thought that's why they were taking it. I thought they took down the one in New York.
Apparently
they did
not.
Some arrests or something, remember?
Yeah, they arrest some people because they said they were doing some spying when it was on American people. So
stations are for. These stations are honestly.
Yeah, but Joe Biden is not going to kick them out. Joe Biden is not going to kick these people out. He's going to allow them to be in as long as possible. Okay, let's move on because I want to talk about, because all of this actually is connected. We're not at the edge of stuff getting ready to happen now. We are seeing it happen right before our very eyes. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the last days. And a lot of people don't like to hear that. And that's fine. I get it. A lot of people want to don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Just let me be innocent to it all. Be oblivious. Well, you've already been told. And the interesting thing is many people already know that we're living in the last days. You can't tell me. With the technology and everything that's going on. It was like, well, people have been saying it all along. But you know what? You're sadly mistaken. That never before in the history of this planet have they been at the point to where they can identify every single person on the planet with technology and know where you are. This never happened before. Never happened before. But they like for us to believe that, well, we've been here before. They talked about it, but it's never been the situation that we're in right now. You can deny it all you want to. And that's what most people do. They deny it. And a lot of that denial comes in when it comes into fear. But I want y'all to listen. The surveillance, the way they're tracking us, all of that plays into what's happening in the last days. And I'm going to tell y'all, the organization that's wanting to implement what the Antichrist is going to do, they're gearing it up. They're setting the stage for it right now. Let me play some of this with Ted Cruz, where he's sitting there talking about how private companies are wanting to start listening in on you, kind of like your mobile device, like your phone does. Your phone is constantly listening on you. It doesn't matter if you have an Android or Apple or what have you. It's constantly listening. They have refrigerators. And you see he has an all-seeing eye on a refrigerator there. They have refrigerators that's listening on you. And then there used to be people in the past, one person named AJ, used to talk about this stuff, and they used to call him crazy. And now you have Congress actually talking about doing legislation to prevent the companies from listening in on you. Make it make sense. You can't make it up.
Furthermore, a lot of Americans don't realize or expect that the growing number of smart household devices and appliances have cameras on them and microphones that can surreptitiously record families and transmit data. In other words, when you're buying a new refrigerator, you don't expect your fridge to record you or listen to you or spy on you without your knowledge. And while some manufacturers have responsibly taken steps to more clearly label their products and to let consumers know they contain listening devices or cameras, others have not. And so I've introduced bipartisan legislation, which I authored alongside Senator Cantwell of Washington, a Democrat, the chairman of the Commerce Committee. I'm the ranking member of the Commerce Committee. Our bipartisan legislation would simply ensure that this information is clearly communicated to consumers so that you're informed before you buy a product that's going to photograph you or film you or record you. So that doesn't happen against your wishes and without your knowledge. Now, I expect in a minute we're going to hear opposition to my bill. Opposition focused on the proposition that any mandate...
Let me stop it real quick. Isn't this crazy that you're going to get opposition on a bill that he's saying that companies cannot just listen in on you and gather that data on you in your the privacy of your home? You're going to have opposition on that. That's so crazy to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. So Will Johnson creates a device and everybody wants this device because it's pretty cool. You can touch the screen on it. You can make phone calls on it. You can play games on it. You can watch movies on it, right? There's so much. You can do your homework on it. You can do video. You can do whatever on it. But while you're doing all this stuff on it, I'm going to listen in on you. Will Johnson, how would you feel about that? I'm with you. I wouldn't like it at all. You wouldn't want me listening on you at your home. You wouldn't. No one would. You, when you're in your home, you're in your privacy of your own home. A lot of times when I have conversations with my producer, we got a room we call like a skiff where we do not bring these in there. No electronic devices, nothing. And have a conversation about certain things because you can't do it. You think you're having a private conversation. You're doing this. You think you're doing it on a WhatsApp and all these other apps that they say are private. It's not. They're gathering all that data. They would like us to believe. You can't tell me that companies are sitting there talking about gathering the data and these companies that say that they're private and they're not gathering the data, they absolutely are.
Put on a private company is somehow a burden. And it's a mandate to require your refrigerator manufacturer to tell you if your fridge is spying on you. Now, I'm sympathetic to the argument that there are too many mandates from government. And that many of the mandates are unnecessary and burdensome and costly. But requiring a manufacturer to tell you if they're spying on you does not fall into that category. And I have to say, in assessing the minimal burden, the disclosure burden, against the harm, I fall down on the side of individual liberty. I fall down on the side of privacy. I don't think the American people want their air fryer spying on them. And at a minimum, they have a right to know if their air fryer is spying on them. Now, I would note, my colleagues on both sides of the aisle agree. The presiding officer today serves on the Commerce Committee. This legislation passed the Commerce Committee by voice vote, with bipartisan support from both sides of the aisle. This should be a simple, easy, pro-privacy step to protect consumers.
It should be, right? It should be. You always constantly hear in the left, or at least they used to, right? Get out of my bedroom. Remember, they used to say that, get out of my bedroom. They used to constantly say it, but they didn't keep it in the bedroom was the problem, right? They used to constantly say that. But there's wanting to do surveillance on all of us. So then that way they can have that data. Because among other things, data is one of the biggest tech money making mechanisms on the planet. Data. Gathered all of that data. Let me give you an example. You ever been to IKEA? Now, I'm not promoting IKEA, but and every now and then I'll walk through IKEA because they have some pretty cool stuff in there. I'm walking through there and actually was looking, walking through there, just kind of looking for some bookshelves and stuff to put in my studio here. And my producer's with me. And we're just walking around. We're just looking at the different things. And one thing she stopped at, I don't remember what it was. She stopped at something.
It was a desk.
Oh, it was a desk. And then later on, we got back to the studio. And what, maybe an hour, 2 hours later, she's like surfing on Facebook. And that same desk popped up as an ad on Facebook. Same one. And the interesting thing is, she didn't have her phone out. She didn't have her phone out. She didn't have a mobile device out, taking pictures of it or anything. Just stopped at it for a couple seconds and looked at it and then walked away. And that was one of the ones you looked at the shortest amount of time.
Yeah, I started tripping out. I was like, this is so freaky. Remember?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh my goodness, look at this. The same desk.
The technology, and you know, we're naive because we're not a witness to it, right? Like, we don't know what's happening. So when something like that pops up, you're like, what happened in order for that to happen, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened? What happened? All you did was walk to that location for a couple minutes.
Yeah, so to think so they were tracking you.
Not only are they listening in, they were tracking your movements within IKEA.
Yeah, yeah, because as soon as I walked out of the store, I think we were driving, we got back, and all of a sudden it popped up. It's like it knows I didn't buy it. So it's like, hey, remember this?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
here's a reminder.
Yeah, you need this. Yeah, here's it's freaky reminder. To think that your appliance is as innocent as it is, sitting there, chilling your food, cooking your food, that it could be recording what you're doing and saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I mean, I already felt that way about, was it Alexia or whatever it is?
Alexa.
Yeah, my parents got that when they were alive, and I just remember thinking I would never get that.
Yeah, and they were using it.
Yeah, for asking music. Asking
a question, music.
And stuff, yeah.
They didn't even realize that you could ask it for other stuff, and it would just answer it for you.
Yeah.
Kind of like the GPT right now, GPT, the AI. It's actually knocking Alexa out of the water. Okay, let me tell you something else, because they're setting the stage for what's happening in our world today. And you have to think about all, just imagine, what would you do if I told you that this economic downfall that we're seeing is by design? You'd be like, Will, we already know it's by design. We know that they're doing this to us. It wasn't because of
Russia, Russia,
right?
Russia.
We know this. Will, what are you talking about? Man, you would be right. I do know this. But they're not even hiding the fact that's the reason why they're doing it any longer. And the thing is, I'm here to share this information with you. And I'm just sharing the information. But let me read something to you first. This is Revelation 13:16. Yeah, put that on the screen. Full screen that for me. Look at this. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for this is man's number. His number is 666 scores. 666. Now, this is just an image of a computer chip. The actual computer chip that's already been approved by the FDA looks like a grain of rice. It looks like a grain of rice. You can split screen it for me. It looks like it. This is just something I want to share with you, because this was in this article that I really want to get to, where a lot of people said that they will never see this happen in their lifetime. A lot of people say we will be out of here already. And I understand it. I get it. I wouldn't mind being out of here either, but we can't ignore what is happening. The stage is being set. And actually, the stage has already been set. They're getting ready to implement it on a worldwide scale. This is with the WHO. Go full screen, not WHO, the WEF. They're talking about the WEF, the CBC, CBDC, that's a central bank, right? Must be implanted under your skin. So they want to take the banking system and implant it under your skin. Or if that's only if you want to participate in society. Does it sound like familiar to you, anybody? Does it sound like something like, what is this? What is this? Oh, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. How many? Say it now. Say it again. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. And then you have the WEF has declared that all citizens must be implanted with the CBDC microchip in the near future in order to be able to fully participate in society and to do basic things such as purchase food and water. Now, a lot of people look, a lot of people think that this wouldn't happen for another 60 years, but they're doing this now. And we have an article, right, Shannon? You have an article that actually describes the reasoning for them to like bring this out to be able to do this now.
Yeah, right? So this is a long article, so bear with me. I'm not going to read it all. But yeah, it says the WEF says that the CBDC, which is Central Bank Digital Currency, must be implanted under your skin if you want to participate in society. Now,
this me remind everybody that the microchip, this is not the one, but the microchip that they're wanting to do has already been approved by the FDA. So this is not like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, he's trying to fearmonger. No, look it up. FDA approves microchip implanting. It's already there. It's like it's already been. It's over a year.
Yeah.
Over 2 years now.
This is on the People's Voice. If people want to go look this article up for themselves, it says the WEF has declared that all citizens must be implanted with the chip in the very near future in order to be able to fully participate in society and do basic things such as purchase food and water. People, this is crazy. According to Professor Richard Werner, in the very near future, citizens will need to use the latest technology such as the CBDC chip implant in order to access their plants. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go down to the bottom. I'm going to tell you how this all came in. Well,
and how they're playing it, how they're causing it, how they're going to get you. Right. And a lot of people say not. Well, OK, look, the how they're going to try to get society to jump in on board with this. And look, it's so slick. The Satan, he's a deceiver. He's very good on deceiving people. Listen to this.
Yeah. So this was created in 1995 and introduced to China. They didn't use it. But it says proof that this is a deliberate action. Proof, Professor Werner said just before COVID in August of 2019. There was a conference in Jackson Hole of the annual Central Bankers Conference, but it invited BlackRock, the big asset manager, and BlackRock made a proposal. They said there will be another crisis. This was in 2019. But this time we should create inflation. They never explained why, and they just said they must create inflation.
Now, so isn't it interesting? The inflation that we're seeing right now, do you think it's a coincidence? And you're saying, no, of course not.
Yep. And he said, and there's one more factor. He said the Federal Reserve hired BlackRock in 2020 to buy assets. He said it was a deflationary situation, but the way they were using it had to cause inflation. There is no doubt. And they knew it because they even said it. He said, so this current inflation is entirely intentionally created by the central banks, by the central planners. So how are we going to punish them for this? Oh, let's give them more powers, right? Let's give them the unprecedented powers over everything, our life on earth through central bank digital currencies. This is crazy. It goes on just a little bit more. A true reason why I think they wanted the inflation, because it was to cover up essentially the disintegration of the petrodollar and to move the new system to the digital currency based. He said, at the moment, there's talks about the CBDCs being used via phone-based apps. He said, yes, this is an initial base, but what was already, it was already created in 2015 is the ultimate goal. They really want to, apparently, told to him by a central banker, it looks like the little thing that they're going to insert into is a small grain of rice. They want to put it under your skin, which is, in my view, a violation of human dignity, he said.
Yeah.
And they realize there is a hurdle to get people to accept this, right? Because we know what's going to happen. We'll just read the scripture to you, right? So he said this. So they're using crises, disruption, and unemployment, which, why do you think people are losing jobs right now?
Look at this.
To introduce universal basic income to soften up the acceptance of this central bank digital currency chip.
You know another example that they did with that, Shannon, in New York? What did they tell the residents of New York that were having a hard time with all of the illegal immigrants that coming into the city? What did they say with them? People just having a hard time struggling paying their bills. What did they do? They said, if you take in these illegal immigrants, we'll pay for it. It's the same mechanism. It's the same concept. Now when they make it have hardship, give you hardship, and then you'll be like, okay, well, to get out of the hardship, just take this. Just take this and it'll be okay.
Yeah, now, he was talking to people over in Europe. So he said, you'll get 2,000 euros into your account every month, But of course, to run this efficiently, they'll say, he's saying what they're going to say, you need to use the latest technology, so you need to get the chip.
Yep. In order to... So, Shannon, do me a quick favor. Do me a quick favor, if you would.
What?
Just go over there and type in FDA approves microchip implant. Just type that in, and as soon as you get, because it should come up for you, because they already did FDA approves human microchip consumption or something like that. And pull it up. But in the meantime, while you're looking that up, I want y'all to listen to this guy. I think he's running in Canada, the way I'm getting this. I didn't get the whole content of it, but he's in Canada. And he's saying what he's going to do once I guess he's trying to take over Trudeau's position. You know, I guess they're getting ready to have elections there. I don't know too much about the Canadian election. So if you know someone in Canada, can y'all tag them right now? If you know someone who lives in Canada, I would love for you to tag that person right now, because they need to know who this person is. Why? Listen.
Often he makes my very best arguments for me. I want everyone to speak freely. We have Section 2B of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. To be or not to be. That is the question. I will honor the charter, repeal the online and on-campus censorship, and stand up for freedom of expression for all Canadians.
Absolutely. Freedom.
Now listen to him. I really like what this young man is saying. Listen to this. Listen to this. Powerful.
We will uphold freedom here and everywhere. We will stop interference by Beijing in our democracy. Canadians should choose their government, not communist dictators from abroad.
China.
We'll bring in a foreign influence registry to track and expose any who are paid by foreign dictators to influence and manipulate our politics. We will ban all of my ministers and top government officials from any involvement in the World Economic Forum.
China.
You hear that? He's saying, he's kind of sound like Trump.
Thank you.
There will be no more mandates, no more no central bank digital currency, no mandated digital ID.
You hear that? Central bank currency. They're going to make sure that he doesn't go anywhere. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to try to do. We need people like him in Canada. We need people like him in Canada. Oh, Canada. We need people like him. They're standing up, speaking out against this. To my understanding, he's in Canada. And from the way I can gather, I don't know who he is. I didn't say his name or anything when I found the video.
Well, you know,
but
Texas,
the thing is, I think he's running against Trudeau.
Texas is trying to get it passed to where even if the rest of the world goes into this implantable chip or digital currency, mm-hmm. that Texas will always be money, gold, cash. Based.
They need to pass that. So you found the article I was telling you to look at?
Yeah, it says FDA approves implantable chip. Now, this is when they started doing a lot of the new stuff. It says for patients' health data, which is, of course, how they introduce it, right? They introduce it in a way that, oh, this is to benefit you, right? That's
Make
how
it
they
bigger
do this.
For me, if you would. Yep.
Sorry, it's pop-up.
Yeah. That's exactly it right there. I told everyone, you can go out there and simply look it up.
There's several articles on it.
Oh, yeah. And like I was saying, it's not anything new. It's not something that I'm just making up here. This is what they're actually doing.
Yeah, and if anything, they've expanded it now. Yes. Because we know that, I think it was in California, they even wanted to do it for food stamps, didn't they? They wanted to, you could get the chip if you wanted to in order to get your food stamps or something like that.
I don't think, I think they were mentioning talking about it.
Yeah, so it's out there. Listen. It's out there.
This is going, look, they're going to use this for so many reasons, right? And people coming into the country illegally. Hey, just get this and you can go in. Just do this and you'll be able to get bread. Just do this, you'll be able to get milk. They're setting the stage for the evil one. They're setting it up. And I truly believe that the evil one is alive and well on the planet. I believe this. Could I be wrong? I would hope that I am wrong. And some people go, yeah, Will, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. It can't be now. You're wrong, Will. And it's obvious why they want me to be wrong. I want to be wrong, too. But you can't tell me with them setting all this up and the wars and rumors of wars and the famine and the pestilence and the earthquakes that they won't even talk about in diverse places. Right? All of these different things taking place with the Bible is clear about it. Read Matthew 24. Matthew 24, you read that and you'll see the news. Matthew 24. Read Matthew 24. You will see the news reading Matthew 24. It's really amazing. Really amazing. This is the illness that's happening. So just like they're wanting to put a microchip in everybody, this demonic anti-spirit is alive and well. And this is part of the reason why I truly believe that the Antichrist is on the planet, because this demonicness is growing. This evilness is growing. Listen to what this man says. Listen to what he says. This is so demonic. And I'm sorry, some people say, I can't handle this demonicness. But you need to know the truth. You need to know the truth.
The first trans woman to have a successful uterus transplant, ovaries and eggs included. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
Y'all hear this? So this man is wanting to go through surgery and get uterus planted into his body from a biological woman. Planted into his body so that he can be the first man to have an abortion. So basically, his whole intent is to kill. Now, Shannon, can they do that? Can they implant ovaries? And so where does the egg come from?
Well, that's what he was saying in the video, that he was going to get eggs from.
No, one more. He's going to tell you how. He says how he's going to get pregnant, but he doesn't say where the eggs come from, or does he? Let's listen.
I thought he did.
Let's listen.
I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor, place them.
Now, when he says transmasculine donor, meaning a woman who's wanting to be a man, who's wanting to get rid of the ovaries like they are a man. It's sick.
My body, I will devote myself heart and soul to their aftercare. I will have as much gay sex as it takes with as many trans women.
You hear this? So he's not going to have sex with trans men, because see, trans men are women trying to act like a man. And he's literally acknowledging that it's only a man that can get a woman pregnant. But because he'll have the ovaries in him, he's just going to have as much. I mean, my God.
Perversion.
This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Even the Bible says in the last days, it would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Just like it was in the days of Lot. Just like it was in the days of Noah. This perversion was running rampant. This sickness, this demonicness was running rampant. And I think it's possibly even more today because of the technology. They didn't have the internet during that time. They didn't have it. But it still spread.
Gay sex as it takes with as many trans women as it takes. And let the transphobes and homophobes scratch their heads, wondering what to make of it. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
Can you put the comments on the screen? What do y'all think about that? It's just going to be Rumble. What do y'all think about that? Put the Rumble. What do y'all think about that? Is that sick or what? Is it just me?
So Raz and me said, I want to throw up.
Yeah, me too. Thank
you. Rod Star said, God's prophetic word is being found to be true.
Yep. Thank you.
PMB said, premeditated murder. That's exactly what I said.
That's exactly what Shannon was saying. He's wanting to do this just so he can kill a child.
Yeah, totally disgusting. You know, you sit there and you you know, the left says that abortion is good health care. Like, they always give you the case that the reason why they have to have abortions
for some medical reason. They use black women when they say that. Nine times out of 10, they have black women on there and tell you abortion is good health care.
Yeah, so, you know, they sit there and make you think, they needed it, right? Like, they were going to lose their life unless they had an abortion.
You're not going to have a career unless you have an abortion.
Literally this person that is planning out the murder of a baby.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting here going, how demonic are you? Right? But in a sense, there's a lot of females that feel like if they do get pregnant, they can just have an abortion. So in a sense,
they use it as birth control.
It's just
they use it as birth control.
Where we're at.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Hey, let me show y'all something that I have on my website. Can I show y'all this? Look at this. Look at that. Can y'all see what that says? Can y'all see what that says? What does it say? What does it say? Let me ask y'all a question. Is this a bad thing? Do y'all see this bad? This is a t-shirt on my website.
Christian Nationalist, yeah.
This is a t-shirt on my website,
everybody. It's on UnitedAmericaFirst.com.
It's on my website, everybody. This t-shirt, Christian Nationalist. Right? And so my question to everybody, and I want you to put in the comments, is there something wrong with this? What's bad about this? Yeah, do split screen. Is there something bad? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this t-shirt? Right? This t-shirt is on my website, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. Now, for those of you that would like to pick up one, this is kind of a plug. It is because it's on my website. If you like this and you want to pick up one, use promo code UAF to get 10% off. Okay. Let me tell you why I love this shirt. I wear the shirt out, and especially both black and white liberals get triggered. They really get triggered by my shirt here. But especially the white ones, when they see a black guy wearing a shirt like this, because Christian Nationalist, you're supposed to be on our side. Right. This is the white liberal telling me I'm supposed to be on their side. Like, I'm the sellout because I put my God first. What's the definition of nationalism? Do you know what the definition of nationalism is? Have you ever even looked it up? The definition of nationalism is to put your country first. Shannon, you brought it up earlier. The exact terminology, right? The exact verbiage of the Right. Nationalism.
So nationalism is indication that one's own nation and support for its interests, especially in its exclusion and detriment of interests in other nations. So it's the love of your country, putting your country first. And that's literally the definition. It's putting your country first, love of your country before other countries, right? We're not talking about
have this t-shirt
or your family.
So when I have this t-shirt and I say Christian Nationalist, what am I saying?
You're a Christian that loves your country. You put your country first.
Or I'm a Christian that put my God first because I'm a Christian Nationalist.
Well, we are a Christian nation.
Yeah.
100%.
And I put my God first. Mm. So I put my God first, right? I'm a Christian Nationalist. Let me show you this because we're talking about white nationalists. And I'm looking in the comments and people are saying, nope, nothing wrong with it. Is it a problem to be a white nationalist? Yes or no? Yes or no? Come on now. Yes or no? Is it a problem to be a white nationalist? As a black man in America, I'm going to tell you, the answer is no. It is not a problem. It is not a problem being a white nationalist. You know why? Because if you are a white nationalist, it's okay because you're a white person that just so happens to put your country first, the United States of America, wherever your country is. Is there something wrong with being a black nationalist? No, because I'm black and I put my country first, right? When we're talking about this in context, right? In context. Because, you know, I put this God, family, country. You're right. We're all in agreement there. But we're talking about white nationalists. Right? How many of y'all think it's bad to be a white nationalist? If you're listening to the left and you let the left, how do I say this? If you allow the left to control your thinking and your mindset, then being a white nationalist is bad. But take it from this black guy, it is not bad. Let me share this with you. This is a senator they were asking about being a white nationalist as if it's bad. And I'm telling you right now, Stop letting them feed you this nonsense. They're the left, they're the ones trying to change the definition of nationalism.
Explain why you continue to insist that white nationalists are American.
Listen, I'm totally against racism. If Democrats want to say that white nationalists are racist, I'm totally against that too.
But that's not a Democratic definition. The definition of a white nationalist is someone...
Your definition. My definition.
It is the definition. The definition is that the white race is superior to all other races. So do you believe that white nationalists are racist?
Yes, if that's what a race is, yes.
You see that? He just got fed up with it. Yes, if that's what racism is, yes, leave me alone, right? Because they're trying to push a narrative. So let me play this one for you, because this is where he was on the Communist News Network, and they're asking him the same question about white nationalists. And I talked about this on my LFA network, and I've talked about it in depth and detail, because this is a pet I got a T-shirt on my website, Christian Nationalist, because they hate the whole point of you putting your country first, you putting your God first over their demonicness. See, now they put their perversion over it first over everything. See, they're okay with that. But if you put God and you put your country, United States of America, why do you think they hate President Trump? So you put any of this in front of their demonicness, then something's wrong with you. You're hateful. And of course, they have to label white nationalism as something bad. Now, are there racist white people? Absolutely. There's racist black people. Don't let anyone try to convince you otherwise. If they do, they're lying to you and to themselves. Because black people can be racist, along with Asians, Hispanics, and everybody else on the planet. That's just the way it is. People are hateful. People can be hateful. But does that mean everybody white is racist? No. No. Except for Democrats, for the most part. Listen to this.
The military. I do want to give you a chance to clarify some comments you made recently on white nationalists serving in the military. For those who are watching, if they haven't heard your remarks, this is what you said.
Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military?
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans.
And guess what? I call them Americans, too. You see how they're doing this? So now they have a problem with someone white going into the military because they put the country first. Oh, they're white nationalists. They're putting the country first. And like I was saying a second ago, President Trump saying America first. That's the reason why they hate President Trump, because he put America first. Right? Oh, my goodness. How dare you? How dare you? But now they're talking about you white nationalists. And you're going into the military. They don't want white nationalists in the military, but they're willing and they want a white man, a black man, Hispanic man, Asian man to all put on lipstick and a tutu and join the military. See, that's okay. They want trans all in the military. That's okay. But you can't be white and love your country and be in the military. That's a no-no. Because you doing that means that you will stand up against tyranny. And we can't have that.
Do you want to explain those comments, Senator?
Yeah, first of all, I'm totally against any type of racism, okay? I was a football coach for 40 years, and I dealt and had opportunity to be around more minorities than anybody up here on this hill. But when our military has been attacked, was being attacked after 9/11, after January the 6th, and that was my first day on the Senate floor, I thought it was outrageous of what senators from the Democratic side, Chuck Schumer sat on the floor that night, calling people racist, calling people nationalists, white nationalists. White nationalists is just another word that they want to use other than racism. I'm totally against anything to do with racism. But the thing about being a white nationalist is just a cover word for the Democrats now, where they can use it to try to make people mad across the country, identity politics. I'm totally against that. But I'm for the American people. I'm for military, I'm for Christian, conservatives, Democrats, whoever wants to be in the military to fight for this country, to protect this country. That's what it's all about.
But just to be clear, you agree that white nationalists should not be serving in the U.S. military. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, really? Really? You see this? So white people should not be in the U.S. military. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Right? That's what you're saying, right? No. No. See, this is why I don't like Democrats. I'm sorry. This is why I don't like Democrats. Because they're using color to divide people. If you just say nationalism, they don't want to just say nationalism because they want to target white people. White people, when it comes to all of this as racism, they are a soft target. Can we just be real about it? And let's just be real. White people, when it comes to racism, is a soft target because no one white wants to be labeled as a racist. Except for those that are actually racist, then they don't really even care. Right? And even then, if even you don't want to, you shouldn't even care, because if you're not racist, you just don't care, period. That's kind of like go both ways there. But they use white people as a soft target when it comes to racism because of the white Democrats in the past. And everyone wants to lump all white people together. And that's not the case. There's white people that love freedom. There's white people that want everybody to be free. But these evil people on the left, they want everybody white to just say, oh, no, we want to change the outlook of the military. Now, this is kind of a long clip, but I'm going to skip down to the part here where he just kind of goes into this part. Listen.
I mean,
it's not. It's a real definition. There's real concerns about extremism.
So if you're going to do away with most white people in this country out of the military, we got huge problems.
That's exactly what I want you to hear right there. That right there. That hits the nail on the head. She wants to get rid of white people in the military, but they're okay with these trainees being in the military.
Well, that's just a name that it's been given. I mean,
it's not. It's a real definition. There's real concerns about extremism.
So if you're going to do away with most white people in this country out of the military, we got huge problems.
It's not people who are white. It's white nationalists.
Oh, my God.
That have a few probably different beliefs.
You see the distinction,
right? That have different beliefs. Now, if racism is one of those beliefs, I'm totally against it. I am totally against racism.
But that there's is, a lot that of people white, that believe in different things.
No, it's not. Senator. See, I wish I could go on the Communist News Network. I wish I could be the third person on here. And she, let's go to Will Johnson and see what he says about this, about white nationalists. And I'm just going to straight up say, are you white? Let me ask you, do you not put your country first? I mean, what country do you put first other than the country you live in? Can we look up the definition of nationalism right now? Let's do it live while we're on the air. Let's do it right now. Do it right now. Read it out loud. Read it out loud. And say, I'm not going to read it out loud. I shouldn't have to, because we're talking about white people just being nationalists. There's nothing wrong with it. You can get off the screen. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay to be white. You know, I even have a t-shirt that says it's okay to be white because I can't stand these evil, demonic liberals. Stop using color. Stop using the race. They're the only ones keeping racism alive. They're the only ones doing it. Through and through. Through and through. Okay, we're at the end. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about
it. Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.